Men are afraid of opening up to you.
Are we though? We're not afraid.
We know what comes
we don't want to.
We know what comes after.
I'm not afraid of opening up for shit. I open up most of the times. But only to men, you know?
Why wouldn't you open up to women?
For the sake that they'll see I'm weak.
We know what comes after.
What comes after, Mandela?
Most of them might think. Most of them. The majority of the people. Mm. Uki open up kwa demi yako saa hii mwambie venye unampenda. Acha nikushow mimi niliachwa juu nili open up.
Ndio.
Sio bala. Ile siku tulikuwa tunapendana but ile siku nili open up hivi.
Ukasema nini?
Ukasema left.
Ngoja ukasema nini?
Eh,
acha kwanza nikushow. Unajua sijui kama wasiona za grill lakini wasio fikiria voice yangu ni sexy. Sorry kama tumia voice not flani hapa. Nimejicho chambani nini nime open up mshoe nini KPV sijui what
anga kuda
hapo saa ndio
hapo ndio
demo alifanya tu
hapo ndio saw dog
nimekuwa nasema anga jamaa I think you're being too in it language obsessive
no
for real the moment you open up to a chick
I'm not the one who's been with different chicks but boss
mimi na janga mademo na
my previous relationship ended partly because I couldn't open up to this baby.
Lucky you.
Lucky me, Lisa.
Man! At least you were like a selective.
I lost a proper babe.
Because I couldn't open up.
And you know why I wasn't opening
up? Now I lose you when you open up.
Exactly.
Now you say, we've got two dynamics.
I'm putting number X, so I'm putting number X.
You work, yeah?
Sinaza. Kwanza na hii setting yetu tu hapa tu. Mosmos.
Pizza na
konyagi.
Yoli vibe mbaya.
Boom! So, we just wrapped up shooting episode 41, the Nyege Nyege Review. I'm pretty sure by the time this one is going out, the Nyege Nyege Review is also up.
Yeah.
Now, this is episode 42, and it is therapy. It's a therapy session for our friend here, Tosh.
What the heck?
It's okay.
We're all vulnerable.
We're all vulnerable on this podcast.
Shit, gangsta points angu mnafanya shit.
What's dance? Boom. So, this is gonna be kidogo touchy feely, not feely.
Goddamn.
But it's just men giving their view on a couple of topics, very pertinent to men. Okay. Because at the end of the day, only a man walks his shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. A woman has no right to comment on how you feel or how you process shit, yeah?
Mm.
And at the end of the day, this is a fucking therapy podcast, man. It's in the name of the pod.
Exactly.
And that's why, in the last episode, tululiza ubo ezetu, kama unajalavu yungo jizako, after tukufunze kobasi tukirudi.
Unajamini unalizishia conversation, tanzitu hapo.
Ebu name the five love languages.
So, quality time,
mm-hmm.
words of affirmation,
mm-hmm.
Acts of service,
mm-hmm.
Physical touch, and fanya aje ambia kwa sema yo last unaleta jua
nafikiria mimi nafikiria yo mwisho
ya last ni gani
gifting.
Gifting.
Ah, gifting. Gifting. Boom, yeah, Mandela, you're also supposed to join this one.
Mm.
Yep.
Gifting.
So, boom. I was reading something. Yeah? Okay, I don't read that stuff. Yeah. But my algorithm, my news algorithm, every now and then it's on to pay to Kaizi.
Yeah.
Stuff like, do this to last longer in bed. yeah, but this time, it didn't... This time it didn't throw that at me. This time it threw 23 things men won't admit to you, according to men.
According to men.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm just going to go through a couple of them. Because I actually shot another podcast about this. I shot with a babe. And it was about 12 things that women know but don't tell men. Pizza in Kenya, when we reply, wanasema namna gani? Your order will be with you shortly. Nice. Boom. Tuende kazi, yeah? The first one. So, ngoza, so inafaa tuanze pole pole. Like, should we start off easy?
Kwanza na gear 5.
Ama tuende tu gear 5 tayari tu. Kika tumeenda tukienda.
Techno launch.
15,000 RPM.
Many going for the ride too. Gear 5, whatever.
Yeah. Haya. So, he doesn't like it when he is stereotyped. And this was the explanation. Speaking of guys doing their part around the house, stereotypes regarding which tasks are for men and which tasks are for women get under men's skin too. I hate when people, this is a quote unquote, yeah? I hate when people assume because I'm the working husband that I do nothing. Wrote one Reddit user. I cook meals, pick up the kids from daycare, do the laundry, do the cleaning. Another user chimed in. When my children were younger, women would refer to my care for them as babysitting. It isn't babysitting if they're your own children, you're just being a father. So the point was he doesn't like being stereotyped.
Yeah.
And let's to see fungetukwa this nini, let's actually unpack it. Me, I hate being stereotyped. Bro, fuck this. Let's go there. Stereotyping you about your hair. They be like, your haircut is for fuckboys. Blood.
So, pata kiara ulize uswali ten.
So, kiara anasemanga nini?
Senyo, okay.
Bald men love better.
Fuck that. Bald men are husband, women beaters. For all I care.
It's a journey story, bald man.
Yeah, bald man, okay, so. But still, stereotypes was Ibambi. And then there's the whole...
Oh, yeah, stereotype generals to kwanza.
Oh, fuck. Oh god.
Hizo zingine ni mob. Tutaka hapa tena.
Tutaka hapo tena. Sawa, boom. Hiyo ni podcast on its own.
But me, one thing I can't realize is you can't expect a man and a woman to be the same. There's no way. Adam kiniambia nini?
Shakes hand.
No, the thing is this. If you try to make yourself soft as a guy, unaonekana ka pushover. So there's no that respect, and chicks want that. Even when they say they don't want it, they kind of like want it, and it's the truth.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Me, you lost me up kwa showing emotions. Is you being a pushover?
No,
I key fuck with
like,
you say
like,
men and women.
Okay, look, like it's okay to show emotions.
Bro, feminists are canceling
everything. Ah, feminists can't. They can't do that. See, you're just being open. Kenya's a free country.
Utanipatia IG yako, Twitter yako, email yako.
Sasa
kukanzolo kupate tuko. Baya, gender roles.
Endelea na yo point yake ya, men and women can't be equal.
Yeah.
So, gender equality ni kitu ina make sense.
That's bullshit.
For me, gender equality makes sense in that. Okay, I firmly believe that opportunities in all sectors of life should be afforded equally to both men and women.
Yeah.
Hapo, if it's an interview, a job opportunity, we need merit, competency.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you and this babe, this woman and you are equal. You just have to prove your competence.
But just think about this. The first is only there for these opportunities and they require high offices.
Obvious.
Kwa nini hawezi enda kutafuta job until sewage?
Na nini, na construction.
Ah, to say it, tunaona hapa waki wash.
Au wako 15th floor waki wash.
Ni wababas.
Kwa nini hawezi apply for the same shit?
That's a good question. You know what, fuck this. Let's call a feminist.
No, take a pic.
We're involving her.
Before you do that, take a pic.
We'll take her, yeah. Wait, let me call Dorian. Dorian, maybe she's already left for camping. Dorian. Is Dorian online? That's a really good question, though. Because, yeah, when we talk of equal opportunities for everyone, we usually just talk about pilots,
it's
engineers.
Yeah, it's not equal.
No,
it's not equal. It's painted equal.
No, how I say it, huh? Everyone, it... Okay, Kenyans, we are Kenyans, eh?
Mm-hmm.
See, Kilam Sam is 844.
Okay,
so,
kuna IGs.
What's the best? There's IGCSC, but it's similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers milishianga. Kama ilikuanga mixed, ilikuanga 50-50. If you're in there,
is also offline.
Like,
oh, God.
Purely
tupigie libe.
Libe hata kusaidia kinyo. Hata kupewa point of view unataka.
Hata nipata hiyo conflict.
Alitry kukua feminist.
Ikabako.
Kamzima kama kiberiti.
Okay, let me try get Doreen on the phone. Okay, Doreen is busy. It's a Saturday. People have things to do with their lives. Yeah, boom. Let me try Dorian again. But Dorian told me she's going hiking, so this one might. But her phone is ringing. Her phone is ringing. So, hey, you see, I called you. Oh my God, where are you? Oh my God. Okay, we need your opinion on something as a feminist.
In a podcast.
Uh-huh. Aya, boom. So, I'm shooting the pod with Tosh and Kevin and Mandela, yeah? Hello? Mandela isn't light skinned, man. Oh, God.
Josh
is a light skinned nigga. Okay, so basically, and this is Mandela. I'll send you his email, his phone number, his IG, his Twitter, just in case you decide to cancel him. It's just him. Don't cancel the pod. Okay, Mandela says that men and women can't be equal. Okay, and he backs this up by saying, how comes when we're talking about equality, gender equality, we always just equate it to the blue collar, white collar jobs? Bro, you're taking a bullet for the team. So, when you're saying equality, for example, we'll be like, give equal opportunities to be men and women to be pilots, engineers, doctors, yeah, CEOs. But never, sister girl, look happy. Yeah, but never a toilet digger, construction workers, kuchimba sewage, kupanda 15th floor washer, windows and stuff. Yeah, so why is it that we only give equal opportunity to women and men when it's white collar and quote unquote low risk, low hazard jobs, but the high risk, we leave that to men?
The men to die.
Yeah. Talk on that.
Let them go to wars.
One nil. Thank you, Dorian.
Men are disposable. The whole thing about equality is being given the opportunity, like being allowed to have the choice to have equal choices. So even in blue, what do we call them? Blue collar jobs.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think we can, if I come and, you as an employer, I come and tell you, you're employing people who was in one corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Maybe Kikuja, in your mind, you've already sort of, what am I saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point is, I should be given the choice for me to decide, can I or can I not do this job, whether or not it's blue, white collar, whatnot. It's just that, at the moment, white collar jobs are the ones that are in contention.
Mm.
Like even that's what's visible right now. But I don't think.
Okay, Mandela, you look like you have something. Yeah, you are. For me, you are.
But yeah. What if?
But at the same time,
okay,
as much as we are fighting for equality, kuna. Tuseme uko na mguu moja, na mimi niko na miguu mbili, we're not going to get the same job. Like, there are things that I can do that you can't do. Mm-hmm. Other things, yeah.
Okay, now I want you to liken that to the man in woman perspective.
You want to liken it to what?
I want you to liken that to a man in woman perspective and an example job of where a man isn't as equal to a woman in doing that job or vice versa.
I don't think there's any job that you can say someone isn't equal. As long as
there's a lot of double standards going on.
No, As long as I'm able to do the job, I should be given the opportunity. I should be given the chance to do it. You know, so if it's how many kazi in Itaji, I lift 50 kg. If I'm able to lift the 50 kg, then I should be given the same opportunity as another man who's able to lift the 50 kg. You know.
Okay. Okay. Sawa sawa, mama. Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me, Hazel.
Don't listen to this episode, sir. If you,
yeah, please don't.
Cheers. Let me talk to you later.
Bye. Okay.
Well, bye. Boom.
Well, I'm a step.
But
so liangu ni, it's the same thing. Rona, anasema anataka kuna equal opportunity, whether if it's a heavy lifting job, anataka kuna equal opportunity. Sindio?
Yeah.
But the agenda ni. Okay, agenda yenye napushiwa ni hiyo gender equality agenda yenye napushiwa in terms of jobs, for example, noise ina mikiwa on CEO, CS,
yeah.
Nini, like those, hapo ndio noise iko.
Yeah.
Sisiki noise, mbona tusiki noise kwa nataka ku...
Janga nyumba.
Nataka kufanya, mbona tusiki noise hapo.
But we, and then, quite, okay, I'm locking the word. Ironically, you will find women on sites.
Mm-hmm.
Wakiinua mawe nini, but you never see those mamas get the ton of appreciation CEO mamas get.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bro, you, to post the podcast kwele nyotu. You know, the more and more we go on.
Sensitive man.
Yeah, this thing is
a sensitive bit. Maybe one thing I can tell you for sure is the thing that you can practice is equity.
Equity.
If there's equity, there's no okay. Equity is different from equality. Because
mm-hmm.
there's a thing a woman can do better than a man.
Yes, please.
You get
in the kitchen, pekaki.
Hey, apozi.
Kaban. Don't try to be toxic here.
Hey.
You know, spice things up a bit.
Oh, okay.
For real. So, it's true. It's true what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies excel. Ata mina juan, kukiwa na event, nyindo mnarushonga kuchinja mbuzi.
Get to the point. Get to the point, brother.
But a guy we're used to, if the car gets spoiled or anything of that sort, you go look after it. If something gets spoiled in the house, you look after it.
Wait.
Shopping,
Mandela,
you get it.
You've lost me, kidogo, because you were talking about equity.
Oh, see, I'm telling you where the equity lies.
Okay.
A man is supposed to provide. You're supposed to create the house, like Boma. Mwenyana pambandani ni mke.
Are those gender roles?
Exactly.
Is he on a stereotype tunangela?
So, nakubaliana na stereotype.
Yeah. Okay, mimi.
Nakubaliana
naye. One thing, mimi, I've dated a feminist before, and it was probably the worst experience of my life. Here's the thing though, she really was heavy on the whole fuck gender roles bit.
Mm.
And I kind of understood where she was coming from, because to some extent it's kind of degrading,
yeah,
that only the woman should do dishes.
What?
Yeah. Why should I use a cup and not washes?
See, I don't know if I washing machine.
No, bro, that is just fucking responsibility. You, no, let me learn. You at your house, when you use your cups and your dishes, do you wash them or do you not wash them?
Nikona plate moja, sahani moja, spoon moja.
Okay, sawa.
Kila kitu ni moja.
Sawa, haina shida. Ukikulezo vitu moja moja, unaziosha ama unaziachapo. Some mama is gonna come and wash. Okay, why are you washing them?
Because I rarely cook that
No, you're washing them because it's your responsibility to clean up after yourself.
Okay, now let me give you
And that example. Is plain business.
Okay, sir.
Now, this is the same thing. I'm going to give you an example here, Mandela. You drank from this coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
Will you leave it here and go home?
No.
You'll take it to the kitchen and put it in the sink where the office cleaner can come and clean from there. Why are you doing that?
See, it's hygiene.
And you're just being responsible. You're cleaning up after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just responsibility. So there's got to be a line where you can't quote and... What was I doing with this? There's... Ubakumia sense mob, man.
Unajikutanga.
Yeah. I say that to say this, gender roles shouldn't really, quote unquote, exist.
In 2022.
Because if you flip it, at the end of the day, if you lost your job as a provider of the home, your wife can step in to provide for the home.
Mm. That's if you live in the modern
Now we are getting
up on the podcast.
Now we are podding. Let's go.
Up on the podcast.
Mandela, would you? To be somewhat vulnerable, Papa. Mandela, would you? God forbid, lose your job, and allow your woman to take care of you up until you go back on your feet.
Would that? It's in.
Because this is a situation that's completely out of your hands. Like, that's the whole point. It's a situation where you are completely, like, it's completely out of your hands. You didn't foresee yourself losing this job. But your babe has a job and can equally support you and the family.
The thing is this, why not? Because, yeah,
so
more me.
Exactly.
Why not?
Tell the Kevin.
Why not? So for example, kuna babe wenye anaweza kuwa comfortable that yeye anaweza ni hold down and okay, mimi mwanaume bado na niko na ego yangu na niko na society iko na expectations za mwanaume venye anafaa ku. Mimi mwenyewe I won't feel comfortable for example nikikosa kuweza hata ku buy sukari. Wewe una buy kila kitu lakini naweza hata buy sukari tu. Sita feel comfortable. Na ndio mimi niko like niko vulnerable as a man, like that's the most vulnerable I think unaweza get as a man. So lazima niko secure sana na umdem that umdem anaweza ni hold down na si itakuwa kama bad. Unajua men venye umesema men are used to holding down babes for eternity.
Yeah.
But mdem venye unasema mdem akikulipia rent ya 1 month wala you never get the end of it. Unaanza unasema ina depend pia na lazima uko secure na umdem. So I won't rule it out. But there are not many babes I'd be comfortable with.
Now, I want to throw in a completely different...
Chill.
I want to throw in a completely different dynamic. I'm going to speak for myself. When I'm broke,
Buck.
Where you go? Ah, boom. See, we go get the food. So here's the thing you got to understand, yeah? For me, I'm, okay, quote-unquote privileged. Like, I can stand on my own very well, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm around babes. Pick up pizza, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't this not supposed to come with soda?
I'm on the bag,
yeah? Just a call.
Now the customer support you are saying shit.
Mbaya. Here's the thing, yeah? I personally wouldn't feel comfortable a babe taking me out on a date when I'm broke.
Do you know the reason?
But when I've got my own money, when I know I can do it for myself, I'm gonna let this babe treat the fuck out
exactly,
of me.
Exactly. It's a guilty conscience.
Yeah. So now, coming back to what you just told us about Nini, you not being comfortable with letting babe do that for you. Isn't it now because you are completely vulnerable and she's in the position of power as it
let her
and she's in a position of power to help you. That's why you're feeling some type of way. That's completely, and that's, I think that's the whole bit where men say I wouldn't want to be dependent on a woman. In reality, it's not that you're not, you don't want to be dependent on
a woman. Drinks nipoambe too.
But here's the thing. Hear me out, huh? In the same light that you don't to be dependent on a woman. So much sense in my head right now. In a shindaku flu, and the pizza is hitting. In the same nini where you don't want to be unasama dependent on a woman when you're down. Look at when you're up. You can do everything for yourself. But kutakuwa na hako ka feeling, why doesn't my babe at least get me a tiny gift?
It would be nice.
Now you see, you're good, but now you want your babe to treat you kidogo. So it's just, many men just don't know that that's what is driving the whole thought of, I don't want to be dependent on a woman. Especially when they're down.
Kuna nini ingine. Now, for example, since we don't get your gender dynamics, I wouldn't be comfortable, seven men whose job na nini, I wouldn't be as comfortable with a babe holding me down, some babe. Wengine na yaza babe. But if niko down na nitosh ama bro wangu and then you hold down sita feel
wezi or your mom who is it feel
sita feel kama penye mema jini hold down
but Julius mbona
Mbona iko hivyo?
That's the question.
And I've just given you.
Sababu heshima itapotea.
Mhm.
Heshima idumu.
Oh, heshima yako
hapo. Heshima itapotea. Unajua wewe ni mwanaume.
Mhm.
Mwanaume, mwanaume. In as much as madem wengi utakanga kukua hiyo equal na nini? Hawezi kuwa equal na man. A man is a man. Woman ni woman, aletwa na God kama helper.
Mm-hmm.
Na najua watu wengi sana hawezi kubali.
Kumbuka niache email yako, address yako, Twitter yako.
But you going but saying 2022. Anyway, vitu zimechange.
Alright.
Sindio.
Mzamana anazokigeta episode.
But still.
Achana
soda. But still, saying 2022, but still. Kuna vitu zicha change kutoka kitambo.
Kutoka
enzi za Vikings, hata Kane akiwa Abel. Bado kuna vitu ziko. Yeah. No. For example, kama
jealousy.
Your point ya man kufil kutaka kuprovide.
Man the head of the house.
Exactly, man the head of the house.
No, let me drag another point home. This whole bit that men need to provide, men are the providers in it. So, do you know why we feel like that to date?
Mm.
It's because we've been conditioned and brought up like that.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. And I've always wanted to do this experiment, but, you know, logistics.
Mm.
If we raised two men, born at the same time, and we conditioned one to be dependent on people, to, yeah, get shit done, but know that it's okay to ask for help. Know that, yes, society expects you to provide, but you can share such providence roles with your woman, your dada. And we raise the other, conditioning them that, bro, if you don't provide as a man, you're failing as a man. You'll see completely two different men when those two people are grown up. And that's in a summer, it's all down to conditioning. If we were raised, sisi, when you took a hapa, we've been raised to, if you don't provide for the family, you're failing. That's why we are sharing such sentiments.
Achani yake pia kwa so upbringing yako na inaitwa marriage dynamic yenye wazazi wako walikuwa na if budako ndo alikuwa provide your design ama na mtu mwenyewe alikuwa brought up in a household where the woman was the breadwinner atakuwa na outlook tofauti so but most households za mababa zetu na mababu zetu the man like that was the case. The man was
the provider. Yeah.
Most of the time that's why most people bado wako na hiyo nini. But sir, which in a letter say nini tena gender equality. Say then it made sense because then women wako na hata high education. Hata either zero education ama wanafikisha labda high school ama nini and then pesa zenye zimebaki zinasomesha boys wote olewa kuenda kwa familia huo boy mwenyame like even though
no, that's true.
Even though nilikuwa so in a make sense kupatia man burden ya kukuwa provider because the men are the educated ones
firstborn
the men are the opportunities akukuwa na hii a third hiyo two third inaitwaje ma minority na women kwa na hizo nini so men ndo walikuwa kwa position zote za power na nini so it made sense
give them all the providing.
Yes,
I've never thought of it like that.
But sasa hii venye mnadai 50-50 kila sio ndio kinyo nikasirisha. Mnasema 50-50, mnataka 50-50 job opportunities, 50-50 education. Sasa hata kampo yetu sisi there are more female than male. So say that women are more educated, women wako na majobs hata kushinda. Hata naweza taka kuangalia statistics ya unemployment nione. Unemployment iko high
and men
ama kwa men ama women.
Mm-hmm.
Alafu sasa hivi bado unataka tikikam sasa time ya kulipa rent na bills
bado nilipia.
Mimi ni kwa man sasa dunia assume role yangu ya zamani na opportunities ni iko.
Yeah.
Hiyo ndio
nilipona. Fuck the double standards.
Alafu squeeze bill. Hizi vitu zimekuwa exaggerated sana. Si jokes.
Stop kuna pepa.
Mimi naza kuhaya. Jueli mdem. Ndiyo niko na hiyo dynamic.
Kampuni yangu iko diverse.
Yeah, kampuni yangu diverse.
See, that's the thing.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Look at all the startups coming up right now. Bulk of the startups are not really putting a shit ton of look and thought and sensitivity in their HR process.
Mm.
It's just to fill numbers. Anyway,
please don't cancel the podcast. Cancel Mandela. Cancel Josh. I'll leave the contact link below. On to the next one. He is afraid of opening up to you. Now this one.
What?
Now this one.
Let me see open up.
Wait. Watch any land. Watch any song.
For that little jinyonga. If you want to lose something, hey, open up.
Tuende kazi. Part of the problem is that many men have trouble talking about this sense of loneliness, according to Jacob Brown, a psychotherapist in Marin County, California. They may even have trouble telling their partner about their secret loneliness, emotions, afraid that they will be judged or that their partner will want to fix the situation, he says. Discuss. Men are afraid of opening up to you.
Are we though? We're not afraid.
We know what comes
We don't want to. I'm not afraid of opening up for shit. I open up most of the times. But only to men, you know?
Why wouldn't you open up to women?
For the sake that they'll see I'm weak.
We know what comes after.
What comes after, Mandela?
Most of them might think. Most of them. The majority of the people. Mm. Uki open up kwa demi yako saa hii mwambie venye unampenda. Acha nikusho mimi niliachwa juu nili open up.
Ndio. Siupala.
Ile siku tulikuwa tunapendana but ile siku nili open up hivi.
Ukasema nini?
Nisikuwa left.
Ngoja ukasema nini?
Eh,
acha kwanza nikusho unajua sijui kama wasio na zagri lakini wasio ufikiria voice yangu ni sexy. Sorry kama tumia voice note fulani hapa. Nimejicho chambani nini nimeopen up msho eh nini KPV sijui what
anga kuda
hapo sasa ndio
hapo ndio
demo alifanya tu
hapo ndio sound dog please nigga bwana zemanga jamaa I think you're being too unitongoje obsessive
no
for real the moment you open up to a chick
I'm not the one who's been with different chicks but boss
mimi na janga mademo na
my previous relationship ended partly because I couldn't open up to this man.
Lucky you.
Lucky me, Lisa.
Man!
At least when you can say it.
I lost a proper babe. Because
I'm going to open up.
And you know why I wasn't opening
okay,
up?
Okay, now while you lose, you already open up.
Exactly.
Now you see, we've got two dynamics.
Party number X, what party number X?
We work, yeah? No, let's, because we're both dynamics, Papa. You opened up and got dumped.
Mm.
I didn't open up, the relationship ended. So, why did you not open up? Because you thought you'd feel weak.
He opened up.
Yeah. Okay, but since you mentioned to say, you can't
say it. I'm a land.
Okay. Mimi, I didn't open up because of fear of being misunderstood.
Fanya aje, open up, that's what I do.
Case constant.
Bye.
Try. Ama uliza
ikifika hiyo swali
uliza mse yoyote tufanye da survey saa hii mse yoyote dona
ma'am
wanda ni mbona mtu kama Andrew Tate sasa yeye anaget nini anaget traction ya design
basi ana kansolio na kila mtu
haizi kansolio nami hata kansolio sasa
But
he's got a really degrading notion on women.
Kibesh.
On women and
Nimbaksh
na kibe. Because I kona pesa.
Una mwambia siyo ni nakuuliza wewe Lamborghini yako ni kala. Bugatti yako ni kala. Back to this.
Yeah.
Opening up.
It's a scam.
No, man, open
but
up.
But open up to educated ladies. What do you want to do to handle emotions?
And here's the thing. Me learned that not many women... Let me learn. Not many women are telling you to open up with the right intentions. Not many women are telling you to open up with the intention to understand you or to even listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Women are telling you to open up, one, so that they be in the know.
Mm.
Like, your babe would rather be in the know of what problem you have before she thinks of how to help you.
Mm.
Like, okay, Tosh is going through shit. I need to know what he is going through. That's the first thought. And then second, and then maybe I can see how to help him. So ataskia vibaya, if you're opening up on, say, your friends, your homies, or if you're opening up on your statuses, or if you're even going to therapy behind her back.
I'm not saying you don't open up completely, but you'll be forced to filter things out. Some things
I was getting that.
Yeah.
So now since this babe is ramming it nini down your throat that you need to open up, you need to talk to me, nini. So you will. But not in the state that you're in, and you don't know how she's going to take it. And when you're not in the space to completely open up, because she's not made it a safe space for you to open up, you start filtering stuff out.
Mm.
You start lying. But let me tell you, sister girl, if you're there and you're listening to this, men love to talk. Men love opening up. We just need to fucking feel safe.
No, say Hazel loves to open
up. Okay.
Hazel loves to open up.
May do it.
In the moja mani bidi.
Mbele.
Taro?
Yeah.
Hey, but me nazaka kuambia one thing against one. Just give it time.
No, by the way, me ni bo
tu. Unless you're about to talk and I'm safe.
Because I'm not okay. But there are some cut a pizza with bar and we slice
thick.
We slice it to your other one.
Hey, but we ain't say open up. Hey, Mimi.
Man, if you're there and you're listening to me,
yeah. You open up. Where's the cat wash? You open up.
I don't mean open up.
Open up, like, you know, so.
But we're going
to. Miss Unglishangi, what wing? So, yeah. Kidogo in your mung, you feel comfortable and open up to her. Okijiskia kukua. Bastard ufanya sijui nini na hiyo information.
Yeah, by the way, inapanga hivyo.
Acha ni kushow problem.
Mm-hmm.
Malina za tokelezea. Ni how you open up.
No.
Kuna venye unaweza open up ukae weak, buda.
No, bro. I think you should get rid of the notion that opening up makes you weak.
Sawa, but
look, opening up, you have to be vulnerable to open up.
Let me tell you something.
No, let me land, bro. Opening up, you have to be vulnerable. Because you're opening yourself up, what you're dealing with, your problems. Says what wanna kuangalia, they're like, this is the most hardcore motherfucker on the planet.
You're in the gym.
Sawa.
In the gym.
You're a punching bag. Josh, let me check it. Let me learn. See, where the opening up thing goes south for me, I feel like is the aftermath. How it's received, how the energy you get back. Okay, because I honestly don't understand why someone is being vulnerable with you, a man is being vulnerable with you, a human being is being vulnerable with you, and the first thing you think to say is, "I, you ni shida kidogo, you're a man." That is fucking nonsense. I've been through it, bitch. You see why opening up has never worked for me, why I shun from opening up, was the reception I got, to be very honest with you. But now, after going to therapy and looking through it and looking within, I realized why I never liked the reception
that
my girl gave me whenever I opened up was, one, I didn't understand that deep down she wanted to help. And she, no, let me land. And she put that first. At that point, I didn't need her to help. I just needed her to listen and be there. And same thing with so many people. Even you, your girl sometimes like kuja kurant, attack you say busy because she already knows the solution. Bulk of the time she knows what to do. She just needs to vent. She just needs someone to listen. Namekukuja. Second was that the reception I expected or premeditated, I wanted it to be smooth through and through, and I wanted it to be all about me. I never wanted it to be challenged. I said that, hey, has kuna venye, you say this situation is affecting you right now because of 1, 2, 3 things that are you related, that if you fix this situation could go better. Mimi, I took that as her attacking me or as her giving the situation on me, and nika retract. So I was like, next time I won't open. So no, there's so many dynamics surrounding the whole bit of
opening
up. That dynamic I've given was all me. But then you have to look at all the times where someone isn't reciprocating, like the emotion or the humanity you need at that particular moment. You know, when I end up opening up, unta kwambia ni shida ndogo. What the fuck is that? Mina udikanga. mwanaume kamili
kamangoja
msi anakwambia we wanaume wenzako anatafuta pesa huko hapo unafikiria kujiua what the fuck is that
bado ukiangalia ukiangalia namba za wasewengi wenye wamejiua ni men
it's all babas
wala sio kwa prison wengi ni men rate yenye iko kwa nini unemployed
men
you know like much we on the confirm so if it starts
confirm
kwa mimi
unacho kinazo bro
men
me I think they are dangerously equal ni juu tu no babe is gonna go and sit in the street the whole day begging stories with other babes.
Oh, because kuna jaba pamoja na wana nini?
No, babas.
Babas, babas na kula jaba na
kuna promise with unemployed nini babes. Wako ndani nyumba tu. Chilling. Wako Snapchat all day.
Kenya life yao ni easy though. So unasema a man hizi fanya hivyo.
Juni si kutoka kwa nyumba, yeah. Kutoka kwa nyumba pia sasa utakuwa umse hata ajaribu. Mdema akoni luxury anaweza kaa kwa hao.
Na kwa hao.
Angoje olewe.
If anything kwa hao is have been safe.
Yeah. Angoje olewe.
Mdema anapanga na hiyo bahari.
Even better kama ni mrembo.
Manze, hawezi una shida.
Hawezi una shida.
Na mwanaume mrembo anaweza una shida.
Unless awe
mlizo atoa shapa let's be nice.
Unless one nini wa mari to make a 69 double the age nini.
Wow.
Squeeze hivyo ndivyo iko though. Boom.
Hi. Kwa serious. Kenya.
Are we satisfied with that one? How we've handled that one?
Nah.
Z. What come up now? Me imagine I feel like nimesema my bit.
Mimi mjama venye mimi naonanga
mjama. Kuna comment ya nini yako na nisahau.
Ya hiyo situation yao.
Ah, nimesahau.
Mhm.
Okay, kuna kama mimi niko na okay, unaweza kuwa like uko na friends kadhaa, uko na labda partner wako. So venye umesema kuna vitu zenyewe kati mimi ni vitu za job. Vitu za job partner wangu hizi like hizi ni pen solution for example. Uweze nza kuongea naye stories za job. Kuna best yangu colleague mwenye for example nikiongea naye tunaweza pata solution na mafika hayo. Kuna issues like every different issue kuna mse that I'd talk to na naweza kosa kuambia mse mwingine hiyo issue. Maybe kama ni stories za biz kuna mse mwingine na prefer kuongea naye stories za biz. Kama ni stories za familia maybe kuna mse na prefer kuongea na yeye stories za familia. But when you mentioned point yako ya partner anataka tu kujua.
Yeah.
Like anataka tu kujua like nini inaendelea kwa. So unampata tu information like but sio sitaki hata umsaidie. Jo hata una ability ya kunisaidia. But sasa benye umesema anaweza in effort yake ya kukusaidia anaweza kosa kusaidia the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because hata lazima utaki your help yake. Juu unajua help yake si useful kwa hiyo scenario.
Yeah.
Juu kama ni for example, naweza pana example gani? Sijui ndiye kaje.
No, vile umesema tu a work related thing.
Eh, yeah, work related thing enye but anataka kujua and then maybe aende afanye kitu nyata itasabotage zaidi.
Okay. So think of it.
Yeah, anajaribu well.
Think of it from this angle.
Mm-hmm.
That she just wants to know nini nakukula kichwa at any given point.
Alafu akijua.
Mm. I feel like there's peace with knowing what your man or
woman I know yeah.
Do, even if you yeah. can't
yeah. Kama ni wangu yes.
But at least you know.
Yeah. But ampati ile stuff ile okay. To challenge your opinion, eh?
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing where chicks love a little bit of mystery in the man. You get
do your sass.
Now we are podding.
Do your sass.
What happens?
Now we are podding. But wait, mysterious in that sense quickly.
Like for real. Like them asipojua what's happening every single day in exactly. Your life.
Uzi shindo kimwambia yeye nimetegua leo nikaacha.
Yeye nimeamka hivi yeye ni
sijui.
Na
we are left.
If there's a one constant when it comes to a man, ni we always deliver at the end of the day.
Exactly, utadu tutadeliver kishindo mshindo.
Ukishindo
utakuwa na
mambo
ya tafuta zingine na kuifanya.
Exactly. Alafu kimwambia unapata two hints. Na depend. Pia wewe si hapo uko na shida. Unakaa sogi kwa hao kila saa.
Bro wacha watu usema tusikae shida zako. Mse, utakaa shida zako at one given point.
Bye. Mse, unakaanga mpaka unakaa hivi kwanza wazoea unafikiria.
Yeah.
But at the same time pia
kuwa be a man.
Be a man.
Shughulika.
itakuwa from feminist trying to cancel the pod. Two, it's gonna be from concerned babes. Nakusho, msishtuke tukilipiwa therapy sisi wote hapa.
Ah, zi.
Or, ngoza, sinimi watago IG. There's gonna be babes hitting your DMs, trying to change your lives. Trying to show you that they're different. Brother.
Because I was jaribu, likuwa na msena mrebo, shit.
Is she there for you? Yeah. Emotionally?
Emotionally, yeah. Yes.
Can you open up to her?
I can talk to her.
No, can you wait? Jibuska, yes or no? Can you open up to her?
If I wanted to, nikilemewa when things come to us.
So why should you wait until things have
because hit the wall? I am, that's me being a man. That's me handling shit on my own.
Hi guys, hi babes of Cheap Pills and Therapy. Tosh needs you to go and show him a good time. In that, you are a different babe and you can be there for him and, you know, help him open up. But I also know these babes. They'll be like, fuck him, I don't know your time.
Yes, exactly. Hata wajali. Una kama unanishua unanishua nini.
Ujapitia research.
Unanishua unanishua nini.
Ah, okay.
Una your time.
But boom, yeah, men do have a hard time opening up every now and then. And to be very honest, yeah, it's a man thing. And I feel like it goes both ways at the end of the day. You have to create a safe space for your man to open up. And if you're the man, you really have to commit to opening up, no matter what. And stop opening up with expectations, because that's the mistake I did a lot.
Only open up to your day ones.
The brothers.
Then your brothers, whoever you feel safe to to open up with.
That's why I said go to therapy.
Nani?
I'm at a therapy.
Hey, go to therapy. Open up.
By the way, in a
pangai, you open up. Energy.
Energy. Kuna chuma. In a pangai, by the way,
you open up.
Go to.
Kuna taka tembea Kenya.
Maybe, bro, you go to therapy, you pay, you sit on that couch. Bro, you won't believe what this bitch did.
Bonga mbaya.
You talk, you know, like talking. And then at the end of the therapist looks at everything you said, like, yeah, okay, Tosh, you are wrong. So do this. Go home and apologize. You go home, apologize, and life goes by. Check if I'm kupiganayo plot twist. You could have cared if she's going to take your side. Bro, therapist don't take your side.
Okay, now kama shida yangu, shida yenye niko naona kinyenye nisumbua ni upatana wangu. Ni open up to you.
Now that's now we are podding. Now we are podding. Nah.
Yeah,
yes, okay. I think we're gonna fuck open up. That's the moment we're gonna fuck open up to you.
Hey, Godza.
Hey, it's our start. The beginning was.
Hey, bro, Mimi. Do you know how hard it is, Godza? Do you know how hard it is to tell the talk to the problem?
I know.
Like, when the problem is asking you, what is the problem? The problem is asking you what the problem is.
My friend,
for you to solve the problem,
Napendezi boxes, mpia za pizza
hii.
Zinaka
fuck them like yeah.
But they fuck them lot
with. Wametubi ya soda kwa.
Wametubi ya soda and the merchandise. Yeah.
Check it. The problem it was solved properly.
Shout out Pizza and reach out to us for sponsored segment. We're gone. Or Debonairs or Pepinos.
Dominos.
Shake my hand, man of culture right there. Dominos.
Dominos go chini.
Fuck off. Wow, we still get
that. Kuna kunengine na ugana nini na ni date sama ni
olives.
I hate that. Fuck your shit, bro.
Ulko nasema.
Niko nasema.
Looks colorful.
Open up to the problem.
Open up. The problem, maybe the problem is I. So the owner was when she there for me, you won't be. I don't know, be aware that she there.
Yeah,
so the, you already shall solve half.
Make Mombia.
Make Mombia. Sabu ndio shida. So ukikosa kumwambia itakuwa ni kama cancer honestly. Sababu itakuwa always there.
Itakukulia, ita create resentment pia utaanza kumchukia.
Exactly. Utamchukia ni nini? So bonga naye hilo time unafaka bonga naye kama.
Hilo time unafaka open up all the time.
Kama yeye. Do you see why your last relationship
kama yeye? See, you don't have to open up na yeye. Open up, mimi nimesema open up, but only to my best wako, watu na trust.
Okay, bro. So, hiyo tumeona.
Wa mwisho ni demi ya.
Yo, babe. How? Bro, do you know how hard it is? When the problem is asking you what the problem is. Umai kwa kwa situation.
See, but see, I think it is I think I appreciate more. Mimi na okay, mimi louder than me expect. Demi wangu appreciate nikimwambia.
Keyword expectations.
Okay. Exactly, yeah. Na nasema hiyo ni expectation yangu kwa sababu sisi kwa na mdemo mwenye atuzi face problem naye.
Mm-hmm.
Kama ndio issue na pia mimi kama ndio issue. Then come sure. Then to figure out what to do. Kwa nini mko na mdemo na kaje?
Yeah, mimi ndio napenda kusikia ma stories zangu mse.
Asi?
Nah.
Uto open up to your problem iko problem zaidi.
Problem
now, zaidi. Now we are podding.
Yes,
that is what I'm telling you.
You said this before.
There's always the risk of it escalating.
Alafika kuwa
it escalate bro world war 5. I'm sorry. Misha, please forgive me. Like now you see you want to have with the problem that she is the problem. But she gave you the Uno reverse card, bro.
Yeah.
And now you are the problem, bro.
Yeah, so what you talk to open up or to open up?
By the way, okay, yeah, by the way, let's just put it to a fucking vote then. Cuz that's what men do.
Yeah, to open up. Open up.
Anyone else? Kuna hii discussion yote the best way ni kukosa ku open up.
Exactly. 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 Uno open up, open up means.
Ninakwambia.
No, don't pressure me to kushinda.
Wallahi.
Uno open up you sababu ulipoteza fare ukatembea kutoka sijui wapi hadi wapi. Una kama ni best days za.
Wallahi.
It's safer not to open up.
Safer.
Okay, wait. So,
but it's more damaging.
But it's safer unajosa utaenda jimani.
Utaenda jimani.
Okay. Why do you think men find it easy to open up to other men?
Because we understand each other.
Why do you understand each other?
Because you're a man. So you're going to do the same shit.
Are we always going through the same shit?
No.
I'm in a relationship. No, I'm in a relationship. Kevin has never been in a relationship in his life. But I'll go and open up to him. Why? Because niggas love each other. Men love each other.
We're all gay.
Ni safer going up to men kusabu. Sidhani man atakujudge. Ama ataenda ambia na story zako.
Jamaa amepitia through the same shit.
In fact, man, kuna ile camaraderie na kujanga na men.
I feel like men are just completely honest with each other. Like, kuna venye...
Kidogo hapo.
No, checky, me, I think it's the honesty bit. If I go and talk to my girl about a problem, and she hits me with A, B, C, D. So, and I'll feel some type of way like, mbona? Why are you giving the truth to me like that and we're intimate and, you know, I thought you'd handle the situation better, dada. You know, that might go left. Tunaweza kasirikiana, it might escalate the situation. But I go and talk to Kevin about it and he gives me the same ABCD truth. But I'll be more inclined to just take it as is. Why? Why?
I think no, it's the same. Ata ladies na women pia. For example, nasema, ukimpeo feedback that sipendangi venye lala sana, for example. Itakuwa, tutaanza ku argue, mimi na yeye. But girlfriend yake akimwambia by the way babes unalalanga sana. Ataichukua different.
Kwa sababu hiyo ni emotion different.
I'm telling you, we all gay.
Hata madem ni the old lesbians.
Let's just fucking move on, please.
You're being editor.
Yeah, you're undercut. This is detrimental to the brand. Boom. The next point was, it upsets him when you only focus on his mistakes. Oh my god.
Of course.
Yes. Wow. So focus on me because of sana. Anything, whether it be mistake.
She might share a couple.
You do, you see.
Exactly. But yeah, for the mistakes bit, definitely. And that's a kujishuku, kawa mini perfect for you, ni nini ya dada.
Gotcha. Let me ask you
something. Kwa hana kujishuku, mse.
Uliko, ukianzisha pod, uliuliza love languages.
Yeah.
Na hapo, venyo mesemeo, mesema nini? Like your last point?
Usi focus na mimi sana. Oh, and that's a kujishuku, that's a kujishuku,
eh, So no, like you, for example, partner wako akishinda kikwambia mistakes zako, maybe ni msemo wenyewe unataka hizo wazo permission, unataka akishinda kikwambia, but like shinda kikwambia venye unachelewanga, unataka kuambia the good things that tunafanyanga na shinda kikuafahamu.
But isn't that humanity? Like, isn't that all humans? May I want to throw like a different, because how I understood this thing.
But I think,
have you ever been with your babe and you did 9 good things?
9
good things.
And one.
And then you did one, 9.
Or 90 things. Okay. Uh-huh.
You did 9 good things and she didn't give as much attention as she gave to the 10th wrong thing you did.
Oh, wanakuanga, inakuanga.
That's what I understood when this point said it upsets him when you only focus on his mistakes.
Mm. See, that's humanity.
Exactly.
That's how humans are.
Humanity. I feel like that's just humanity. But that's why I don't really agree with this.
Focus
point.
On mistakes, or like, it's not a man thing.
Okay, blind.
I don't feel it's a, yeah, I think it's humanity. You can build something with someone for life, but they'll do that one thing and it just undercuts every good
thing. Like, you do everything, then one day she just pops up and wears something that makes her look like a thought. No offense, but kuna vitu zingine madem afanyanga. Tumwambie tu hiyo. Itashinda ikiwa the topic.
Hashtag Mandela's number, Twitter, IG, email. Links in the description.
Nine to one.
So it only upsets him when you only focus on his mistakes. I think it does, because why have you undercut all the good things I've done for you? Like, you've literally said that doesn't matter anymore. Fuck all of that. What matters and what you're concentrating on is this mistake you've made. I feel like that is quite harsh judgment. It's hella harsh.
Fikiria manini aso popular mama after tseme MJ yama nani, like aso big. For example, like it's usually your news enye amefanya kitu mbaya, like that's the hot, like you
know
Kenya, you know Kenya, you know Kenya, you know Kenya, you know Kenya, you know Kenya, you know Kenya, you know Kenya, you know Kenya.
So it's just a human thing, you know.
Yeah,
we just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Boom. We are going on. The next one, yeah? That friend of his is actually his ex.
Wait, that friend of his
is actually his ex. Mimi, I'll come clean.
Zibu, that means,
I can't come clean.
Come clean. Just be 100%.
This is the, this is hypothetical.
Mm.
Yes, it was.
Mm.
It was at a point in my life. Hey, man. To us all, to go vulnerable.
Oh, my day.
Any therapy.
Testosterone.
Okay. Okay, bro, like, I think I'm going to speak for all of us when I say kuna situation to make in to kasama. But then my friend does this, just because we wanted our partner to do something our ex used to do for us and we liked it and we miss it.
Burudia shit.
You told your partner, my friend, what, let's say, example, I'm not saying this is it. My friend and her girl have threesomes at least once a month, for example. Umesema hivyo, why? Because you want a threesome, but you don't know how to approach that with your partner. But you're saying my friend and his girl, but that is actually you and your ex. You used to do threesomes once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah? And you're missing these threesomes.
Yeah.
And you don't want to approach a babe and say, hey, babe, maybe I'd love it if we started involving threesomes in our relationship. So you wanna be sneaky here. What do you say? What do you say?
You don't agree. You need a man thing.
That's a man thing.
But I'm not missing Fanny, but I would have missed him, man.
You're light skin.
I'm light skin, man.
Ah, fuck. See, I'm honest. I'm honest.
Yeah.
I'm honest. When it comes to that,
Okay, let me read this description.
Let's move, like,
let me read this description.
Let's move, shake it. Ex wako friend, you yeah. know, nini asi.
Asi resolves. Yeah. Okay, so let me, the description is this. Whether it's because they want you to protect, whether it's because they want to protect your feelings or are simply avoiding an argument, men are not opposed to telling half-truths when it comes to their exes.
Yeah.
Many guys will be friends, especially on social media, with people they have had romantic history with, but they may downplay it to their partners. Oh, she's just a friend. She might actually mean I met her on Tinder a few weeks before we met, and we still message from time to time with some sexual tension.
I agree completely.
Completely.
Again. No objection. Through and through.
Yeah. But not Mordecai.
Mm-hmm.
Mordecai is different.
Uh-huh.
I don't keep this. I don't keep this horse.
Mm-hmm.
People come on this podcast to cap.
But yeah, it definitely makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That friend is actually his ex.
Hmm?
Hiya, Tondele. So, do. Okay, this other point says. The next one says. He still checks his ex's Facebook. So basically, do you still stalk your ex?
No, block. Nope. First thing, no. Block every single channel where you can see them. Delete them on your own.
Si blocking, lakini utakuwa tu hapo.
I'm saying it.
I might naweza kuona from time to time.
So una check basi.
Si check, na
check. Like, okay, checking. I feel like checking.
Checking
is like umenuka search,
stalk.
Zi.
Yeah.
Zi.
Always block.
Unless alikuwa na bones. Boom. The next one. Okay, now this one is kidogo. And it says, he is doing it without you more often than you think. As the saying goes, there are two types of men. The ones who masturbate and the ones who lie about it. No guy should be broadcasting their masturbation habits, but if he's simply, implying that he never does it, it's pretty likely that he's selling you a bill of goods. Watching porn is a hidden pleasure for men, says Brown. They don't want to talk to their partner about it because it's personal. If they talk about it with their partner, it becomes a part of their relationship rather than something that's only their own. And they may not want to admit just how frequently they do it.
Pass.
On a domain, it's a man and like into toys. If you had a sex toy, would you tell your babe?
Me.
Yeah.
If I had a sex toy,
yeah. And it was so good,
or like a poke pussy.
Man, yo, ninia Windows.
Ina kunasha tu venye akili yangu iko wired. So,
utambui.
Stambui.
Because you know, me, I started like about it like that because a friend of mine found out that his babe has a toy. I think like 6 months after the babe bought it.
Woman, woman, limpe, ali, fanyo de masi feel open kumambia.
So is that the same scenario with this? Like your babe has just not made it comfortable enough for you to open up that you masturbate.
Mm.
But the babe can support that.
What? Being open to?
No, like yeah, your partner just hasn't given you that comfort that you can pleasure yourself.
Yeah.
Minus them.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like I feel like if I went and told my babe, I jacked off, she'd be like, "That's okay." I think she'd rather I jack off than fuck another babe. Sindo?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, but
yeah,
for chicks is the reverse, man. Must be in then kitu yenye iko.
I'm a dildo.
Mimi chakubali, lakini tani kwambie dildo inamaanisha haukuti mali safi. Ukonje.
Oh, ni namuelewa kwenye
kwenye. Ukonje.
Okay, ngoza. Okay.
And that chick is going to tell you two things. One of it, she's either going to leave you
for a dildo.
For a dildo. No, for real. For a guy.
Valiyako na dildo.
Bro, okay, ngoza. Pull up selector. First, me nona the only way a dildo is a kwashida ni if you're packing what 6 inches and this dildo is like 12 inches. Mimi hapo, me bro, me I have a fucking problem with that. If the dildo is bigger than my dick,
I prefer cheat.
We need something stronger for this conversation.
Me, bro,
I draw the line. If the dildo is bigger than my dick, sis, nah, dog, we have to have a conversation.
Okay, let me tell you the thing is this.
See, come on, Fiki, Buddha.
We have to have a conversation.
Check it.
I have no issue with toys. If anything, if my girl says she wants to get a toy, go on. Cool. One, I travel a lot. So, obviously, go present. And if she wants to, with the dildo, cool. Two, I can use it on her peers. You know, we're having this conversation at Nyege Nyege in Uganda. The whole toy is using incorporating them in your sex life. The toy isn't replacing your dick.
Yeah.
In a compliment your sex life. Yeah, same. But, bro.
Shit. Bro. Tag team. Give me a high five.
Watch out. Goza, enough for traditional story, back to the masturbating bit. So, do you lie about it or you open about it?
I'm sure.
Same. Mandela? I'm sure nanyonga. Akiitaja natoka ofisi anaenda anakula mali.
Anatia hapa Sabina Joy.
The next one. He wants more attention. Guys aren't supposed to be the ones looking forward to be showered with attention. Fathers especially. But while he's not going to say it, your man wants to be the center of attention every once in a while. Yes, please.
No.
Me come on. No.
Sorry.
Mr. Taki.
Me honestly is dying.
Because me, I'd love for my babe to fucking idolize me.
I'm a Samatuni, yes. Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Me a pana. Pana. Naza penda kushow off demi yangu na asewa juu demi yangu ni yui na naka hivi.
Utakia kushow off?
Zee, mister, is there a form?
Let me tell you something, sis. Demi yangu kushow off.
Me, I'd love for my babe to show
off. Have one of her best friends, she'll inbox you and you'll end up smashing her.
No!
In the EM, I'll get from experience.
Wait. Miss Zayfanya, sis.
Some people don't get such conviction. Honestly, Mimi, I don't mind that occasional show being shown off as my man. Because that's my man. Oh, God.
I think upon a Mali, Mimi, I come through Zile love languages. So, I'm coming on up and I hear, then most probably, I'm going to words of affirmation.
No.
Love languages are going to get
it. My love languages are quality time and physical touch.
Physical touch.
Yeah, and a bit of gifting.
Aya, Nini. Attention ina boro nini kutoka kwa hizo tatu?
Attention hakuna iko. The complete.
Kwanza hii attention ni nini kwanza? Acha tu describe attention
vile. Attention. So hapo anasema
anakukumbuka.
He wants to be your center of attention every once in a while. Bro, me I'd like to be. Okay, but me nili internalize it to me. How the fuck did I even internalize this thing? Center of attention. How would you make your babe the center of attention?
I wouldn't.
Okay, I'd like her to do that, but she's just saying all the good things.
What do you mean?
Because you know, most of the time, except my boyfriend and I.
Well, come on, even it's our then.
Yeah, it's because she's slandering you to the.
But me siko hapo, ni siko hapo, atikilanda
na tini. Yeah. Such that beshtaka kinikuta kule. Hey, so this is the guy you are.
The guy is the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord.
Come on, evil.
Scamba Gansi.
Like, you miss Mogele, like,
but yeah, me, if my babe wants, posts me siji wapi wapi, me imagine I'm good with it.
I usually want to get into that private room.
If your babe posts a picture of you and says, "This is the love of my life," utaki you.
Okay, and if your babe is the type of
No, like if your babe just wants to push you.
Sir, upon the Malila conversation, yeah.
Compromise. Problem.
And I come through. I'm sure to. No, I'm here to.
Rosafi.
Ata jugo too from my.
I'm here to.
Ah, boom. So tunasonga kwa list. The next one.
Kidogo nafikiria mjamaa amekuwa cameraman.
Yeah. Me by the way, I don't mind. Okay, if my babe wants to do it, please do.
Unachiki utaka kama wale watu wenyewe post ndipo. Cheza na vitenge.
Eh.
But the
he's and has.
But pia na depend demo na kaaje na chalivia na kaaje. Dredi ni nini nimeangalia na huko. Yaani kuna kwa gana msee mahali.
Ndio wale wasanyo wanaingia kwa DM unajua.
Wanaweza kukuvia. Huyu amezidi. Huyu wote atakuwa huyu. Lakini asiniangalie hivyo na baby face alafu na huyu jamaa anachukua deni yake.
Boom. Number 20. His sense of worth is tied to being able to provide for you. So I think it will ongala. Sawa sawa. He likes nice things too. Okay, point 18 was he likes nice things too. And point 19 is he likes to feel appreciated.
Means are nice things, Joe. Shidango, mimi, kwa love language, kwanza ya gifting. Miss, like, sipendi ku gift you because kuni gift ni hard. Na, uneza ni gift, na ikaini kama sija appreciate gift yako. Wrong. So, mwana, mu avoid sana. Ama, nasipendangi surprises pia. Like, for example, kama natuka kuni get ya viatu. Niulize ni vitu gani unapenda. Ni kuambia nataka hii na hii. Usiende hapo ujishopie vitu zako.
Alafu jam juice.
Alafu jam juice. Sitawahi iva itakaa tu huko.
Okay. Mimi I read this and I thought, yes. Kuna hii narrative babes push a lot. It's the thought that counts. Fuck that shit. Fuck that. Ati, oh babe. And then no, kuna hii kitu mademo ame perfect. You break up today, and then next week they tell you how they were planning to take you to Ibiza. What the fuck?
Yo, Z.
That is some scumbag shit, bro.
Then Z. That's
calm. No, that's bottom barrel shit. But that's, I was digressing. Still, Mimi, so I like me, Ebu give me some nice stuff.
Yeah.
Put some thought into it. Ata kani ndogo aje. See, tu kuniambia hapa, ati kila time you wanna gift me something, ilenda ikabako, and then you follow it up with, it's the thought that counts, bro. Fuck the thought that counts, man.
I think mimi kikiligona kwa kichwa iko bias kwa sababu kila kitu mnasema na tie back na ule mtem na kapiga saa hii. Unaona? Na zataka afanyizo vitu. But pia najua in the long run staki sana.
Tosh, shida kwa gari.
See hard. Tuseme kama yo thought that counts. Ubem akituseme kama kaa jana venye nilienda kwake akani show nilipata ameka food ni nini siko na expect. No,
that's good.
Hiyo ni fiti.
Na hiyo mama
ndio ndio nyama sikutoa nini
ndio nyama. Hey bro, okay, Mandela, you see the caliber of babes you're dating, man. Ebu change
tuta ndio nyama
man. Naona tu ndio nyama ndio upikiwe nyama
zii. Yani ali
sio tu ndio unapata dengo yako hapo
maze. Hey, na ugali
my game man.
Girl, and like, bro, but the Mimi, that is so fucking special.
I know, yeah.
Because, you know, Jana, this babe, we were supposed to link Juzi, like, Jana, but it, we couldn't, yeah? So she told me, when you come over, what do you want to eat? And this babe is a perfect, she's a fucking amazing cook, you know? And I said, I want to eat shakshuka, yeah? Okay, but she doesn't eat eggs. So I was like, I know you don't eat eggs, but me nataka shakshuka. So do this, cook something, we'll both eat. But then she was like, no, I'll just make you shakshuka.
All I see jokes. Chika jana, ndio nini, niko na fakushia. Na ilikuwa impromptu mbaya. Alafu, before hata nitoke kwa hao, akanitumia hii picha.
Rasclat. No. What?
Akina wewe, unataka ni gari lifinywa aje?
Ni kwenda kwenda.
Ah, speedometer ni WhatsApp one. Eh?
Yeah, but hey.
So we do enjoy nice.
We do enjoy
nice. Nice. Yeah. We do enjoy them.
And then when I check it, like when I check it, umesama that it's hard to gift you.
And ika leta a thought into my head. Babes think men are hard to gift, but in real sense we are not. We are the most simplest creatures to give.
He is very hard to
give. Okay, Godza, Sawa, speak for him. You know, effort is sexy. Hella.
Yes.
But look, like Angalia too.
I agree.
Tosh is a FIFA nerd. He plays FIFA, akoko forums zote za FIFA, nini. So you make effort, look when FIFA 23 is dropping, and guess
it's FIFA 23. Exactly.
I'm
right.
Yeah. Like, so, and see, if Tosh hasn't been talking about FIFA 23, he's been talking about FIFA 23 since the trailer dropped.
Yeah.
You, babe, you can't save kidogo cash here, get that 8K, and buy Tosh FIFA 23 and bring it.
Upon on a draw the line.
So upon on a draw line, on a kuja kukupiga na the thought that
you are just saying, fuck
off.
Yeah, that yeah. If FIFA itafanya
tusikuwa na itafanya
Mimi, I'm a tie. Kumbi napenda ngokika smart na nini va tie.
You tie kuende.
Or akununule kitu yata tumia more than.
But then agree na wewe. Men si difficult kunini.
Men are not difficult. Men ni brother. Checki, no na checki venye wa nilikuwa naenda hapo before ni cut. Venye kawa msemati he is difficult nini? You're not.
Mm-hmm.
You
nibaya
just
nibaya gift sai.
No, check sivo. Acha ni land. Bro, me I'll gift you. Acha ni land.
Uh-huh.
What this babe just needs to do is ask you, what do you want me to get you for your birthday?
Right.
Simple.
Yeah. Ah, but the birthday yangu ya last year but one. Sasa sema yeye yangu ama.
Keep them guessing.
Mysterious.
But the dango last year, but one. I mean, like ni lembia watu vizuri. Ni lembia ide. Kama una plan ni gift, spend the surprises. Kuvo ni uliza tu kenye nataka. So nilikuwa na list by the nilikuwa na list ya was it 6 or 7 things. So mtu akiniuliza wewe unataka gift gani? Nilikuwa na mtumio list. Na nilipata by the nilipata 4 out of 6 of those.
Bro, gifts. That's 60% of what you need.
Hey, na una, and I'm happy. So when you let us you more one, Mr. Wim more.
So na checky, men aren't hard to gift, bro.
No.
It's just that women want to make it a whole ass big deal. You see how women want us to make it a big deal that we are gifting while we're gifting them. Wanataka to onyeshe the 5 month
strategy. Oh, sorry.
The 5 month strategy and plan we had behind this gift. To onyeshe where we went and bought the gift. Then we go back and tell them how we decided on the gift. Unaseki? Bro, men don't want that nonsense.
Lafu lazima wajinvolve kwa hizo gift. Tuseme kama ndakubaya gift yenye tutatumia na wewe. For example kama nini?
Sio ndo nimekuwa nikisema.
Tuseme kama si yako ni to BDSM.
Kama kio.
Eh, kio.
Ndio
kio.
Ngoja wewe kwako una kio.
Umecheese.
So, cheki, wewe kwako una kio anakuletea kio. Cheki, yes, that's what I'm saying. So, your babe anajua wewe una kio. Anakuletea kio. Wewe ngoja niambie. Wewe ungekuwa na
rangi vipoa.
Ngoja. Kama ungekuwa na haja ya kio, bro, usingejinunulia kio.
Yaani
kio yake. Ah.
Exactly. Na utoshi mtu kuangalia ID alafu anaenda. Subura.
Tunaangalia ID.
Looking sharp.
Angalia ID na sawa kwa fit.
Ha ha ha!
That's a nice one, man.
I'm saying text heavy in my ears of my
Yeah.
But some gifts, some German expensive kushina za madem.
No.
Clothes, yes, but in
gifts. Ah, see. Bro, Mimi,
when a gift is normal.
Hey, that's feel the expensive
kushina za madem. Gifts. Then na nampeleka tu hapa hivi nini?
Dinner planning.
Apa Hemingway's and
dinner planning.
No, no. For bath, love about die maybe dinner. In raisi. Mi nataka PS5 buda.
Shake my hand. 80,000.
Hey, if you give me like a massage, you just take it. Step on that over man. No, no.
And then I like a few days, man. I'm a chopper.
Hey, boy.
Oh, good.
Mi nataka PS5. Yeah. Nataka gadgets, kada.
Nataka rims fulani.
Nataka rims fulani kwa dinga, man. Shit.
Nataka servicing.
Gay. Kuzo kwa fanya shit. Come on, I'm always in the studio by two guys in PR.
By the jump.
Jump. We enjoy nice things.
Eh. What's it? Situation story up, man. Yeah. Ah. Me at a sassy G. Is there anything you want to add?
A channel in a CC.
Man, Tosh, man. Eh, me. So say, like, how does your babe survive?
So what have
like, Roger, no, Tosh.
She's the luckiest.
No, Tosh, ni ulam say, anaka, wanajawala sana samanga, do it, but don't do it too much.
Eh.
Say, like, what do you want? Like, how much is too much? Like, and how much is enough? You know. Wait, Godza, if there's any babe out there who has dated someone like Tosh, or who understands.
There's only one Tosh.
No.
Uyu mwenye amekuja kwa hii podcast.
It's hard.
Yes. Imagine kuna watu kwa wewe uko nje. Please let us know. Send us a DM. Send us a comment, man. Yeah. Cuz we it's getting to 1:20 niko na mali nafaa ni kula 2 p.m.
Na kwanza toja do.
Mm.
Sema utakwenda
kwa watu kaeleka
kuna mali anataka some sophisticated
thing. No, serious niko na nini madaku. I have to meet Linda and discuss a couple of things with her.
Hata mimi niko na flight to Joburg.
Okay, boom. We usually end this thing by asking people, what is that one thing people need to know?
About?
Could be anything. A book, a Bible verse, a quote, your business, a business you liked, you want to plug, your dada, something smart, anything.
Something silly.
Something silly, anything, all bets are off. Your favorite porn videos, anything.
Let me talk less about it.
See, it's part of anything. I'm back at what which you talk about in Iban.
It's okay not to be okay. Wait, what are we?
Hey,
wait, what are we?
Tosh.
You're going to fuck all this one.
Hey, Tosh, man.
No, no, this is young. Take two.
Hey, take two. Yeah, pili ikiwa sensible na cut out na tuwala. Yeah, tuende.
Waza sema, closed mouths don't get fed. Kwa hivyo, kama kuna kitu unataka, kama ni uwa mdemo unataka, I'm sure tunamtaka. Kama ni biz fulani unataka kupiga, like ongelesha uwa msemo nyaneza pigeo biz na kama ni job, he apply. Hakuna mtu anaweza jua kinyo unataka kama hujamwambia.
Yeah. Mandala, what's that one thing people need to know about?
Me? You don't know what I'm saying. Well, I napenda hiking.
Okay. One thing I think people should know. Nyege nyege was fucking late. If you didn't go, you're sorry. Stay bitter, but heal. Heal, bro. Aya, tuende kazi Tosh, take two yako. What do you think people should know?
You should learn how to start fires without matches.
That's the most serious thing you've said since I met you.
ngoja, take two pia mimi. I want an iPhone 14 Pro Max for my birthday or Christmas. But was it expensive?
Tosh wants a PS5.
Yeah, and a drone.
And a drone, Guan.
PS5, yeah.
Nini, Kevin wants a PS5. Mandela, do you want?
I mean, I take a license.
License, yeah?
Drone. Ukona? Ni 150k.
Okay, mm-hmm. Boom. There, please, treat us nicely.
Not drone.
Yes, so Hazen wants an iPhone 14 Pro Max. Guan, Tosh needs a drone and a PS5. Cool. And a? Wait, boss, you only get two.
Okay. Just a drone and a PS5.
Good.
PS5.
Kevin wants a PS5. Mandela wants the lessons to fly a drone and a drone. And on that note, episode 42 of Chip Thrills and Therapy is officially done. Peace! I loved having you guys over. I want us to do this again next weekend, man. See you, kosa.
Okay.
Apo sama, guys.
Alright. Thank you very much.
Touch, man. Mina na demia kana piti.
Kasi demia nga piti yangi shit, honestly.
Bro. How does it feel to be a light-skinned nigga?
In yeah, kwanza. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Zee, acha kwanza tuanzina yo shit. Misi light-skin for
shit. Nigga.
Mwachange yo fala. But don't... The same way when Kevin alifanya to believe na ito Mordecai.
Sinijira.
What the fuck? Kila ndo nyagezege na ito Mordecai. Una niita maratano siski. Kume ni muna niita.
Mordecai. Butu ende home, man. Check, you see our cab inafanya? Let me check, because I also need a ride. Yeah. Atu nita kuchomoka?
Words and things you bought.